Hello, welcome to God's Word. Today I have a question for you. I want to let you know, Jesus is coming. And the question is, friend, will you be saved? Probably, if you're listening to this broadcast, you're probably already a Christian. But who knows? Let's go through and find out what we need to do. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Yes, folks, you, me, everyone, from the beginning to the end, we have sinned. Okay, now we know we have sinned. Once we know that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, what will we do and why will we tarry? What do I need to know? These are the questions you're probably asking today. Well, let's look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 39. "For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call." Now that should sound familiar, because basically I said before, all have sinned. So that's you and your children, and all that are afar off have sinned. And now it says that the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. To be saved, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And in Acts 18, verse 8, "And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized." Acts chapter 8, verse 12. "But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." The next part is to repent. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." That puts the ball in our court. The Lord is not willing any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We need to come to repentance. We need to be with the Lord. And we need to not hurt Him by allowing ourselves to perish. But the question you may have is, what is repentance? Repentance is turning away from sin. Not just a casual turning away, but one that is from the heart and is permanent. First Peter 3:11. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. In other words, let him turn from evil and do what is right. 2 Corinthians 7:10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. Next, we need to confess. God gives us a way of getting right with Him. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There are certain religions that have the person to confess to, or the being to confess to, wrong. Our confession should be to Jesus or to God. He is willing to forgive us if we confess our sins. We need to be baptized. You've heard that a few times already, I'm sure. I'd like to read you a story from Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 26 and going to verse 39. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandeth what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was a lamb as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself? Or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What did hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down, both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. He went on his way rejoicing. I bet it wasn't just the eunuch that was rejoicing. I'm sure Philip was too. And God, and Jesus, and many of our brothers and sisters when they found out about it. God wants us and has prepared a place for us. John chapter 14. Verses 1 through 4. It tells us, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Earlier, I told you about 1 John 1:9. And I showed you how that was an important part of salvation. Well, it goes further. God gives us a way of staying right with him. Because if we confess our sins originally to become a Christian, we need to confess our sins daily before him. 1 John 1:9, reading again, it says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God knows there are righteous ones among us. 1 Corinthians 11:18-19. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you. And I partly believe it. For there must also be heresies among you, that they who are approved may be made manifest among you. This verse comes from a discourse about the Lord's Supper. But it shows, if there are heresies, then there are those that are approved. We want to be part of those that are approved. Divisions are not necessarily bad if they're showing the approved of God. We need to follow through. We need to seek God first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I'm not going to spoil it for you, but Matthew 6, 24 through 33 will tell you about all these things. Go ahead and read it again. It's Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 24 and ending in verse 33. The reason I do that is because, the next verse. We need to study so that we will know God's word. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But many times we don't feel like being a workman. Part of that I'll get to later. We need to be a workman, studying God's word. We need to pray for God's guidance and to thank him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Many times I've heard people say, well, you should bow and close your eyes when you're praying. I don't recommend that if you're driving, but I do recommend the praying if you're driving. Remember, growing up as a Christian, not as a young person, but as a 27, 28-year-old, there was a bumper sticker in the town I lived in, said, "Pray for me. I drive Route 7. Many of us have seen bumper stickers like that. And we should be praying for more than those who drive Route 7. We need to be praying for everyone, for all those that are hurting and that are without Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31, reminds us that we need to examine and judge ourselves so that we will not face God's judgment for those sins we commit. 1 Corinthians 11, 31 says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." As we find our way, we need to teach others how to come to Jesus. Jesus said unto them, "Thus it is written, thus it was fit for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Since God has said the promise is to all, then let us not be the ones to forget to teach. Our goal, to remain spiritually alive, we need to be faithful to the day of death by being righteous. Revelation 2, verse 10. Fear none of these things which you will suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. We've talked about this verse before. John 14, 1 through 4. Revelation talked about a crown of life. But John says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. In conclusion, we all have sinned. But there is salvation, and there is a place in heaven available to us. God wants us and has given a way for us to heighten our relationship with Him. God has told us that we need to make a choice. If we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, then we will not be with Him unless we come to Him and remain in Him. And then the mansion in heaven will be ours. We all need to put God first and to study His Word. We need prayers to be given to God. They are for inspiration. They are for thanks. They are for lifting up the saints. And they are for those who don't know Him. We need to let others know about Jesus and the salvation He has made available to all who will follow Him. God's promise is to all. We all have sinned, but there is a place in heaven and a crown of life available to us. I would like to read to you a song. And believe me, you want me to read it to you, not sing it to you. It is called "You Never Mentioned Him to Me." When in the better land, before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls will be, if any lost one there should cry in deep despair, "You never mentioned him to me. You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not the way to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mentioned him to me. Oh, let us spread the word where'er it may be heard. Help groping souls the light to see, that yonder none may say, you showed me not the way. You never mentioned him to me. You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not the way to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mentioned him to me. A few sweet words may guide a lost one to his side, or turn sad eyes on Calvary. So work as days go by, that yonder none may cry, you never mentioned him to me. You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not the way to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never, never, never mentioned him to me. Let us make sure that this song does not come true. Let's make sure that we do not just go to heaven by ourselves. Let us make sure that we have taught and led and helped those here in the world. That we have helped groping souls the light to see. That we have spread the word. That we have a few sweet words that will help. That we help someone turn their eyes on Calvary. That we help somebody follow this message. When in the better land, before the bar they stand, how deeply grieved our souls will be if any lost one there should cry in deep despair, you never mentioned him to me. What a crime that would be. That would hurt not only us, but every time it happens, it hurts Jesus, it hurts God. But more than that, it hurts the soul that doesn't know Jesus. It is our responsibility. It is part of our growing process. So please, make sure you mention him to all. We ask that you would join us next week, the same time, for another message. And we thank you for this message that God has provided us and that we have today. I'm going to close with a prayer tonight. Father, help us to all go and teach others to know your love and to show others your love. Father, help all those who are sick and needy, and help all those who don't know you, and help us to find them and teach them to know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.